You for the pause.
Now you ones have come to experience in the hardest of all places in the universe. There is none harder than the place called Earth. There are other similar planets that could as well be called Earth. The universe is a very, very large place. And ones would say, well, why have I never heard of Amita? Why have I never heard of Leah? Why have I? There are billions of fragments. Therefore, you will not hear of very many. Or there will be ones coming into your attention, who's that? What difference does it make? Whoever it tells you it is, I don't care. I have tongue. Because it does not, unless it is of darkness or butts into my business, it is either welcome or it may go. And I would not bother to even inform you that it's here. On a morning like this, the room fills. They know there would be a lesson today. And whether you can conceive of it or not makes no difference. When we have a lesson in the growth of a soul, the place is flooded by ones of other dimensions, mostly earthbound, astral level friends, coming to get enough to grow a little bit farther. Except many of those ones now have been removed from your place in preparation. The higher teachers your own space commanders who travel mostly as I do in the etheric form will be bringing students to have this lesson. For their job in the next dimension, unbeknownst to man, is the progression of their own growth. That means they become the teachers and the guides of you ones as you change dimensions. Or they work in this dimension with you. You want to sit in a little bit different situation, so it is not all applicable. However, every soul makes a transition. Your ones will transcend differently, so it's not your problem to worry about it. Put it aside. Doesn't matter to your project that you're here for. Those are wonderful things to sit and ponder when there's nothing else to do. But your space fills up for the lessons that are being given right now by the guides who need to get those souls they tend moving forward. Quietly welcome those brothers. For many made their transition from this place, and we quite frankly do not know that they are dead of body. They look about themselves and they see they have some essence. This is the most glorious thing that you can ever know, is that to experience in the third dimension is an unbelievable experience. Some good, some bad. But that free will choice allows you to grow and experience. And there are millions waiting to pass through this way to experience. For when you change dimension, the thought processes get very confused. They only exist in the what is. And yet they see the fragments here of what they recognize. And yet you ones don't respond to them. And they don't understand. They can't worry about it very much because they're just there. They make efforts at communication, you don't respond. That's normal. You should not respond. Just bless them in their invisibility and ask for guidance for them. For they don't even know to inquire. They are hanging in a limbo state of existence. They don't fit anywhere. And these ones must be tended. They are only in a different dimension from you. And because they are etheric, they blend one with another. So you can get an awful lot in a given place, which perceives by us to be some kind of hell. We have to focus on different dimensions. It is much like you watching a television with a bunch of ghosts, you call it. And pretty soon you can weed out and let your mind register on what you want to see. And mentally just put aside those ghosts. That's what we do all the time. We focus in on a given dimension. It's a privilege we have, you do not. You can only sense it. And there is no way, especially in your earth plane, that you can understand of it. And you're stuck with emotions, both of a consciousness and of a very active subconsciousness that has basically been retrained through other one's consciousness incorrectly. And somewhere along the trail of life evolution, man put superconsciousness aside. And you ones are now facing your superconsciousness. Prior to your brothers around you, they're going to get it too. Some will choose never to make that intelligent enlightenment decision and will simply make a transition of the body to death and release and go elsewhere in the darkness and have to do it again and again and again and again to learn those lessons, for the soul never stops learning. And you're stuck in the hardest of all places, in that dimension, in your super consciousness, knowing the truth. And when you cry out in your consciousness for this little bitty space that you consider yours or your ones, you're trying to keep it on a very conscious level because the big is too big. And don't be hard on yourself for that. Or you would spend all of your time weeping. That's why the slowness. Don't think the Father didn't weep. Don't think he doesn't now.
Esau weeps. And we want to do it for you and we can't. But you can know we care. And we will do what we can to bring you peace. But I'm afraid for a little bit it will not come. And if I told you really how bad it is, how near you are to having all those seats opened, you probably in your consciousness would say, well, what the hell are we doing? I'm going to go get a job. I'm going to do the best I can for the rest of my days. There's no way we can do it. And I do not scold for that feeling. I just plead with you to take a little bit of time to bring some balance and some harmony back into your light place. Does no good to go out and shout to your fellow man. Some motion pictures now are coming forth that should require some thought. Unfortunately, those are usually put aside because man knows their truth and he doesn't want to see it. He would rather perceive the misery so that he can go back within himself and see that maybe his lot is almost livable compared to that. It is the hardest place to be in all the universe. Most don't pass. Most don't pass. They never graduate. A lot of brothers come into your circle. There were circles before your circle, and they didn't pass. They withdrew. Many just go and hide somewhere else and pretend to be one of the group. And they will clutch onto someone else's teaching who is telling his group, be. Just be. All you have to do is clear your own place and be. Well, that may get you another step in another dimension and bring you peace. If it does, glory. That, I guess. How about glory, hallelujah? But this world's going to make a transition too. And if everybody sits and just bees, wonderful. But everybody won't. Hardly anybody will. And we made a commitment to this earth. Quite frankly, I want to tell you something. You didn't make a commitment to this world of people. You made a commitment to God to see this earth through this transition, to bring his word and let it be spread throughout this planet so man can make his own decision about his divinity. You don't have to do it. We only have to make sure it gets out there. That means a motion picture studio and motion pictures made, either in video form or motion picture. And once it's gone, you're free. There needs to be a civilization, if possible, making this transition. And it needs to be made without going back to the dark ages of time in the cave. Because there are not enough caves. And that's what it means. Back to the beginning. That walks upright, maybe. Depending on the nuclear damage done to the soul energies. Don't worry about evolution or the Big Bang or God creating the world in a day. Live with what is, and I speak truth, and you know it. If these precautions are not taken now and these preparations made, and they need to be made in beauty, glory, and good business, so that man has something to look at and look forward to and support in a very earthly way, you can't do it. He squashes you. Just like a bug annoying him. Like I may do to this fly any minute. You see, I have spoken to this fly and I said, you belong outside. And if you continue to annoy my receiver, I may squash you. I prefer not to do that. That is God's creature too. But he does not belong on my receiver. Let that be a lesson. Generalize that. There are places that you are worrying about, places that you are fearful of treading or whatever, and they're not your problem. And yet I honor you for bringing it into your problem area. Because that is the wholeness and the fullness of life. And you don't understand that you came just for this. How could you? You came like every other soul energy on this place, right through a mother's birth canal, carrying the genes of your mother and your father and the soul of God. Hard to swallow, isn't it? And I would ask you to open your eyes and in 3 weeks know all there is in the universe and not have every feeling that there is of man on this place. From lust to greed to hate. Only a few creatures were birthed always through the birth canal of a man and a woman, but were housed by fragments of God in their full knowledge. And even they did not come into their knowledge until they also grew in stature. And the veil could be lifted. They were born in ignorance. Don't be hard on yourselves. Don't be hard when you feel frustrated and pained. Just go inward and be gentle with each other. For the road is not easy. But it's easier than you're making it. Or you keep taking back the road scraper. Isu will scrape the road. But you want still, you see, you say, oh, but I believe, I will wait. But there's always that tiny bit of reserve that says, but what if? And then, of course, you're faced with a logical next statement. But maybe I'm supposed to do this. I just want to do what I'm supposed to do without missing anything. And maybe it's to put aside that cup of rice. Or maybe it's to throw it out for the birds. And these are the places that we're not allowed to interfere. These are the places you have to come into comfort. It is like telling someone how to manifest out of the air. I can tell you until I manifest, but you won't know, because it's something that becomes you, a feeling. I would watch, I can use an example. I can use two examples. Well, I guess I could use examples until I do manifest. Let us take John and Eleanor. Precious ones, they sold their homes and they are down here. He was retired anyway. Always comes the big signboard in front of your face. I know that I could help the immediate situation, but I just, what if, and, well, I just will set aside enough for month after next. Do you see? You have just undone. You have just told God more in one sentence than all the professing you can do. Better, I say, to put enough money aside for the next meal than for 2 months down the road. Because I have told you 2 months down the road, it's no problem. Now we have the biggie. But Father, what if? If I just told you that, and you ask me what if, it doesn't. Do you hear what I'm saying? Please, somebody answer me.
Yes, yes.
So be it. I would receive now. You got me all softened up. Let's hear it. I hear it going in your head. Speak it, please. Let's get it out here. Let's share. I'm going to call names. I'll start with Rick. I want to know what's in your head. Your brothers need to hear it. Don't think every time you have to speak to me it has to be confrontation or great problems.
I really don't have anything to say.
Share with me, Oberly. Dorma's sitting here. I have plenty to say, I don't. And then you pick on her when she comes back and talks.
We don't pick on her too hard. We love her.
Don't tell her. She'll get a sweat head. And it'll burst those curls.
It would make them work easier, the curls.
You want to do a lot of damage to yourselves, just existing in that place. But I'm waiting over it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't want to break a spell. Where do we go from here?
Where do you want to go from here?
Well,
one step at a time. Where do you want to go?
Well, we would like to go forward.
Well, you cannot go backwards. And you are speeding forward.
We petitioned yesterday for funding for our friend Otto. And we've had no communication regarding that today. So I think probably Otto is off to Europe without our quote check in hand. So I guess it wasn't time for that. Must have been a false start.
No false start. Let's just apply a little bit of pressure. They know they have a good thing, brother. You're in a world where man plays the game. If you forget of the game, and you say, well, Hatton, you have the picture. Well, yes, I do, so I cheat. I should get something in return for these headaches. But you jump to conclusions. And almost invariably, if it seems to be negative, it is the wrong, incorrect conclusion. Do you want me to tell you exactly what happened? Surely you do. Somebody say, please do, because I'm dying to know.
Please do. I'm dying to know.
I knew you were rich. You better believe they're trying to figure out whether or not they want to take the big step. When they bite off Capitol Hills, they've bitten off a big commitment. Doesn't have anything to do with that little proposal. It has to do with the vision that they've already bought from you. They don't have to have your $25,000 check.
Well,
but they can't. They can't let you know. We have to pay for that Rolls Royce. Eats a lot of food.
I would like to request that while they're in the air together flying over there, that this topic would be pressing upon their minds.
Oh, precious.
You said to ask.
Yes, and I receive.
And
I give you blessings.
Okay.
Ones who come past this circle don't think of anything else once they've been. All the little angels just flop around them all the time. Prod, 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 prod. Some of the time, quite frankly, it's the little red ones in the little red suits with their little pitchfork, prod, 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 called greed. Do you know what? That is between them and the little red one that prods and says, greed, greed, greed. You can do great service even in greed. I do not expect you ones to judge, period, what they do. You will accept graciously the rewards that come into your hands. You turned it over to the Father. He is walking it through. And yes, you grow impatient. And I allow that.
Commander.
Yes.
I'd like to turn something else over also. I've talked to Miles on the phone, Miles Stover, one of the gentlemen that we submitted packages to. He submitted him ABT and Capitol Hills. He was in Sacramento with a gentleman by the name of Toby that is a friend of mine from Sacramento when I lived there with my children.
Yes.
He made the report that he liked the packages. He didn't know whether they would be totally suitable for his